Well, Matt, an impressive 5-goal performance from you last week. How have you pulled up?
Yeah, pulled up pretty well. Obviously, playing Thursday and today being Tuesday, the body's recovered really well. We did a group recovery on Friday morning, which is good. So, yeah, the body's feeling good.
It was a pretty impressive performance, but ultimately fell short. What were the positives that you took out of it?
The positives are probably the 5 goals to zip head start that we got. We started the game pretty well last year. We probably struggled a little bit with our first quarters, so to come out well, it was a big crowd against the reigning premiers, and to start that well, and then that obviously rolls into the disappointing the second half of the first quarter, and then probably the latter half of the last quarter as well, when they just got on top of us and got a bit of a run on. So other than that, I thought we probably played three solid quarters of footy.
It's a very attacking brand that we saw. How much do you like that as a forward, just being able to get, I guess, more, your hands on the footy a bit more?
Yeah, it's nice. We, the last couple of years we've been really focusing on our defence, and that's got to remain. We've got to keep that at a really high standard. But over the summer we've been working at our offence a lot. We've added a bit of flair, and I reckon we look really dangerous going forward.
Saw Jared Garlett up there as well, chipping in with a couple of goals. What's he brought to the group?
Yeah, well, firstly, it's just an awesome story for his journey to be back playing AFL footy, and for him to put his hand up to play round one after hurting his shoulder against St Kilda and JLT1 was fantastic and a real lift for the group. And he's going to add a lot of experience for a player that hasn't played a lot of footy. He's got a senior head on him, so his energy around the ball, and he's real clean with the footy, and he's going to be dynamic for us.
And understandably, there's a lot of excitement around Charlie Kerno as well. How much do you enjoy playing alongside him?
Yeah, he keeps a lot of us young, the sort of the older boys. His energy around the footy club, and it was good to see that translate into game. He's obviously had a big off-season and a big pre-season, and it's good to see that form's really led into round one, and he's going to be an important player for us.
What do you think you can gain coming up against the reigning premiers in round one? I guess there's no bigger challenge. What do you gain from that?
I think just the build-up to the game. It was a finals-like build-up. Obviously, you got 5 months of pre-season building into it, so we're very fortunate to play on that Thursday night time slot with the finals-like atmosphere, 90,000+ at the MCG. We blooded a few debutants, which was awesome to see, and I don't think we were overawed by the moment at all, the way we started. So I reckon the group should take a lot of confidence from the way that we started that game, and then I think there was 6 or 7 lead changes that third quarter, so it was a real arm wrestling for us to hang tough, and then obviously we'll learn from the latter half of the last quarter when they got on top of us. But I think going forward we should be really confident.
And do you know much about Matthew Cruz and Matt Kennedy, how they've pulled up?
Yeah, Cruz's groin's pulled up really well. We've been very fortunate. We had sort of 9 to 10 days leading into this week. So, and same with Matty Kennedy's ankle. So they'll do fitness tests later in the week, but they're tracking nicely.
And onto the Suns this week. They had a pretty tough game in the wet. Not sure if you saw any of it, but what are you expecting from them?
Yeah, we looked like they had flippers on there at one stage. It was pretty wet, so we know that they're going to be strong in the contest. Those wet weather games force you to play a contested brand of footy, and I'm not sure on the actual tackle numbers, but it felt like they were tackling all day, and their pressure around the ball was fantastic. So it's going to be another challenge this week, so we're looking forward to playing them 1:45 Etihad on Saturday.